Okay, my name is Araceli Tamayo, and I am from San Mateo County in California. I'm really excited to present this on behalf of my colleagues, Karina and Shonda. So a little bit of background. San Mateo County is located in the San Francisco Bay Area of California, and we have a population of approximately 760,000 people. We have a diverse population that largely reflects the population of California. And we've got a large urban area on the eastern side, Silicon Valley is there, and rural coastal areas on the west. Our WJ just ranked us number one healthiest county in California. However, certainly we still have disparities and other issues. So as you've all heard already, STDs such as chlamydia and gonorrhea are increasing locally, statewide, nationwide. And as STI epidemiologists, we still understand that condom use remains the best way for sexually active individuals to protect themselves from STIs. One of the goals of the California STD control branch is for residents to have easy access to low-cost condoms in retail settings. They do some access programs for youth and teens, but they would like everyone to be able to afford condoms. Here's a little bit of background on chlamydia cases and rates in San Mateo County from 2010 to 2015. We saw the biggest jump from 2013 to 2014. For chlamydia, 62% of our cases occur in women. However, while most cases are in women, we're seeing the largest percentage increases in men. For gonorrhea, the upward trend is a little more steep, and we saw our biggest increase between 2014 and 2015. Here, about 75% of our cases are in men, and both trends for chlamydia and gonorrhea are increasing in 2016 and 2017. They're just ramping up. They just keep going, keep continuing upward. So the research aims for this analysis were to examine area-level characteristics of neighborhoods with low and high STI rates and to examine any associations between neighborhood retail condom availability and STI rates. Here are our methods. So we used area or neighborhood level characteristics from the American Community Survey, the five-year estimates, 2010 to 2014. STI data was gathered from CalReady, which is the statewide, it's actually called California Reportable Disease Information Exchange. We mapped chlamydia cases from 2015 and combined gonorrhea cases for 2011 to 2015. We calculated chlamydia and gonorrhea rates by census tract. Finally, tracts were dichotomized into low or high STI tracts at the median. For condom retail information, we used the 2016 Healthy Stores for a Healthy Community campaign retail survey conducted by our tobacco program. And the tobacco program conducted a full census of all county retail stores that sold tobacco. The survey assessed product availability, placement, and price information related to tobacco, alcohol, and condoms. And we added other major stores not included in the retail survey for this analysis. We aggregated the total number of stores selling condoms to the census tract level. Here is the first of a few maps for our results. So chlamydia, these are the rates per 100,000 population by census tract. This map shows lighter colors represent tracts with lower rates and darker colors represent higher rates of chlamydia. There are higher rates in a couple of areas in the northern region of the county, but we do see a large clustering of high chlamydia in the southeast or the Bayside area of the county around cities of Redwood City and East Palo Alto. This next map shows gonorrhea, how that is clustered spatially. Again, per 100,000 population by tract. Darker colors, again, represent high rates of gonorrhea, and we found similar clustering of high gonorrhea in the south, east, but also we saw some additional clustering of gonorrhea in the northern areas. This final map shows counts of stores selling condoms by census tract using graduated symbols. So the smallest symbol circle means there are zero stores in that census tract selling condoms. And the larger circles or symbols show 9 to 12 stores selling condoms. And the dots are centered at the center of the tract. They don't spatially mean anything. So there were more stores located on the more urbanized eastern side of the county, as we would expect. Of particular note, we do find there seems to be a high cluster of stores where there are high STIs in the city of, like, Redwood City area. But lower down into the east, where East Palo Alto, where there were higher rates, there seems to be less clustering. Okay, this is a big table, lots of numbers. I'm just going to focus on chlamydia, largely because we found very similar results for chlamydia and gonorrhea. For chlamydia, we found that populations were larger for high chlamydia rate neighborhoods or tracts, and there were twice the percentage of Black and Latino populations in those tracts. These areas, the areas with high chlamydia rates, also had poorer socioeconomic status than tracts with lower chlamydia rates. In the high chlamydia areas, 26% of people lived at or below 200% of the federal poverty line, compared to 12% of people in low chlamydia areas. In high chlamydia tracts, the median income was about $43,000 less than in low chlamydia areas. And I know the medians look really high, but it's Silicon Valley. It's really expensive. Okay, so for our second aim, examining associations between condom retail stores and STI rates, the top table addresses that. We found that tracts with high STIs also had, on average, twice as many retail stores selling condoms as tracts with low STIs. So for chlamydia, there was a mean of 2.8 stores for high chlamydia tracts compared to 1.1 stores in low chlamydia tracts. We also, and we found similar results for gonorrhea. We also examined two additional factors, retail location of condoms in stores and store pricing. We examined if condoms were locked or behind the counter. And we found that in areas where there was high STIs, that they were locked 50% of the time in those areas and those tracts, as compared to on an average of 34% of the time in low STI tracts. Additionally, we looked at condom pricing. We saw no difference in the pricing between the two areas. The smallest condom size was on average a three pack and about a $5 purchase. Okay, so summary, we found that areas with higher STI rates also had higher percentages of minority populations, lower SES, higher condom retail availability. They had higher percentages of stores with condoms locked or behind the counter and had similar condom pricing and smallest package size available. So, of course, there are many limitations. These are some. But for this initial analysis, we did not include free condom access program sites, but in our county, it's really only two sites, two teen clinics, one in the north, one in the south. We didn't include any online retail or any membership stores such as Costco's, and we make an assumption that condoms are purchased in stores in the neighborhood. So in conclusion, condom retail availability is higher where needed, but other factors may influence purchase or use of condoms. One is condom locations within stores. The other is the socioeconomic status of areas where people have, where there are higher rates. We're going to do an additional analysis using the 2016 data now that we have it, and we may add condom use purchasing questions to some of the surveys that we do among our STI cases. And a lot of people to thank. Thank you.